This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
It is I, one with the bad luck. Yes, sir. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. I got the PDWC-11, and I'll be filming with those guys next week. FranklinArmory.com. Check them out. And it's Monday. So that means we lead off with a writer, a podcaster, an instructor. And I can't wait to ask him one question. So that means we're talking to Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. What are you so eager to ask?
I don't hear Rob.
I'm here, I swear. I swear I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Rob wrote an article the other day that I really want to find out the response to. I've been sort of wanting him to write it anyway, because I can't write. I say it all the time, but I can't write. And you know what I'm going to do while I'm talking to you? I'm going to, since I know that Rob is there.
Bill, are you there?
That, and I can't. Rob?
Can you hear me, Bill?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Obviously, we need to tip the engineer just a little more.
Yeah, yeah. The drama of live radio. So, you finally wrote it.
I did. Did you? And I credited you. Did you notice that at the bottom? You and Dean. Thank you.
Well, I wasn't looking so much for that. I didn't even see that, to be honest with you. I wanted to know the response to that, because for a lot of gun advocates, that's sort of a bridge too far to get out there and make that suggestion.
We're talking about the article, I assume.
Yes.
With the question that you posed to me last week, why we continue to have school murders. I stole the line right from your lips. Look, it's been 2 decades since the first attack at Columbine High School. Interestingly enough, we can draw lines back from that to earlier attacks in England, in Australia, and here.
Right.
Why did that continue? Hey, come on. It's not like it was anything at all subtle. To answer your question, how has it been picked up? Oh, it's been reposted about 6 other sites.
And are people getting out there? Are they saying, thankfully, somebody finally makes that statement? Or are they out there saying, wait a minute, what are you saying? That these people want these people dead? I mean...
Well, let's bring our listeners up to speed.
Please do. Yes, we're talking quickly here.
We're being
just
a little
excited it finally happened.
Oh, well, and before we leave, I have to find out what nugget you'll give me to write about this week. Look, neither the talking heads in the media or the politicians want to admit the truth. We haven't stopped these rampages in our schools, in our churches, in our synagogues, because the news media and political special interests feed on mass murder. Wow, that's a pretty bold statement.
Yep.
And it hides some really important details. Look, as horrific as these mass murders are, they're really, really unlikely. Look, they will probably never strike any particular campus. You're more likely to be struck by lightning than to be killed in a mass murder in a public school. But hey, don't, in a rainstorm, don't go hug the flagpole. We know enough to prevent even the unlikely events. Now, here's something important to consider, just to give you a sense of scale. We have a 500,000 school buildings. When someone says we should just use law enforcement, look, we can't stack a SWAT team in every school hallway.
But well, there's only 920,000 cops, federal, state, and local combined.
Wow.
So how are you going to do that?
How are you going to – we could use – given their shift work, we could almost put one and a quarter cops in every school, and we would have eliminated every law enforcement officer who has arresting powers in the United States. I think we need another solution. And we've got it. We've had it for a long time.
Sure.
The experts who looked at mass murder, and God, you and I are glad we don't have their job. They said, look, the cops can't get there in time. If it were just teaching law enforcement officers some performance driving, awesome. They'll get there faster. Not even close. Most of these events, these attacks on our schools, are over before the police even get on scene. Either the murderer says, oh, that was fun, I've had enough, and he walks out. That's what happened in Florida, in Parkland, Florida. Or someone on scene attacks him and stops it. Often with bare hands. Look, we've known what to do for the last 6 years. They said we need to put armed first responders on scene before the event unfolds. That's how we treat every visit by a celebrity. That's how celebrities guard their children.
Right.
You need to do the same. So it is the opposite of news. What I find fascinating is this isn't speculation at all. I'm not telling you anything theoretical. When we read these murderers' journals, read the doctor reports, read the police interviews, they're telling us why they kill. They kill because they want you to know their name.
Right.
And we can stop that. We already have stopped it for rape victims. We've also stopped it for suicides. Why isn't it taught in journalism school that you don't turn the murderer into a celebrity? I think it's, you know, isn't that odd? We see people who no longer trust the mainstream media. We've gone to other sources. And is that why they're so desperate to cling to a sensational event like this?
Learned anything about anything. They think that doing the same thing over and over again is not. They're going to finally get that. That in the case of rampage killings, it's because they're anti-gun.
So you think it's deliberate? They're deliberately trolling for murderers.
Yeah,
man, I couldn't prove you. Judging by their behavior, I could not prove you wrong. By the way, again, that's not speculation, although it makes intuitive common sense to you and I. The American Psychological Society came out with a paper that said, oh yeah, this is at least a third of them are doing this to get their name in print.
And if you get rid of a third of them, why wouldn't you do it?
Because there's a lot of salaries depending on that sensationalism, aren't there?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. You're right about that. We're coming up on the first break. And, of course, now the article that I'm referencing, you can find at Slow Facts WordPress blog or at AmmoLand. And it may have made it to ClashDaily.com, and it may have made it to a whole host of other places that reprint a lot of Rob's stuff. And also, he may have talked about it. And if he hasn't talked about it, he'll get around to something. I don't know. But he does two podcasts, the Ensemble Cast with the Polite Society Podcast. And, of course, the unique, one-of-a-kind self-defense gun stories, both available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, all that other stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural source of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100%
cents made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm talking to Rob Morse. And Rob, we have a call.
Let's listen.
Okay. Chris in Clearwater, Florida. First of all, Chris, how are you listening, please, sir? And thanks for holding.
Thanks. I'm listening by GCN.
Okay. Gotcha, sir. So what can we do for you?
Well, you mentioned
I can't hear Chris.
You read me?
Ah, there we go.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
All right. Okay, about the Parkland shooting on February 14th, 2018 at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. I just have a couple minutes worth of notes if you have the time, and I'm just finding your Facebook page on which to post this.
Okay.
Which is all backed up by videos you can find online.
Rob and I have actually broken down that both of their reports are preliminary, but I would like to hear what you have to say.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get to hear that.
Okay, well, please go ahead.
Stop me if you if you've heard this before.
Okay.
Heard this before. Point number one: David Hogg says, "quote It's now 3:13, and we've heard it's supposedly a senior, not confirmed at all. The senior is believed to be Nick Cruz, but this has not been confirmed. This is the latest information that we have, though. We still believe that the person has been neutralized, but we're still currently on lockdown." End quote. And that's his own recorded video that the L.A. Times reported on 35 seconds into Nick Cruz's own statements as they were on lockdown.
Right.
Point two, according to Broward County Sheriff's Timeline, which is on their website. Now, I'm looking where I can post this on your Facebook page, all these notes I'm giving you,
yes,
all
sir.
These links. According to their own timeline, 3:41. 3:41 p.m. Suspect is detained at 4700 Wyndham Lakes Drive, Coral Springs, by an officer from Coconut Creek PD. A show-up is conducted at that location by BSO, which means Broward County Sheriff's Office, homicide detectives. He is positively identified and taken into custody, end quote. Now, Cruz wasn't identified and neutralized until 3:41 p.m., 28 minutes after David Hogg had claimed it had already happened. Point number three, teacher Ernest Rospierski said the school was having a scheduled code red drill where officers were going to be firing blanks and the shooter had on a mask. That's in the own AP's own video of teacher Ernest Rospierski. Point four, teacher Stacy LaPelle said the shooter was wearing full metal body armor, helmet, and face mask. That was on Good Morning America. So maybe the shooter is different from the one teacher Ernest Rospierski saw.
Right.
When interviewed by Matt Musil, KHOU reporter, a student, Alexa Meetnick, said she was speaking with Nicholas Cruz as the shooting was happening. No mention of him with a mask or other garb. Meetnick said, quote, "so there definitely had to be two shooters involved, I believe," end quote.
Okay. Do you have a question or a statement?
No, well, yeah, I'm just, I wanted to conclude with a couple more points that it looks like it's a government inside job. When there were four men dressed as police, two of whom loaded a big duffel bag onto a white pickup truck. Oh, this is all on video. I'll send you on your Facebook page. They all got on board the truck. Then the driver threw a bag out the window for some reason and onto the ground and drove away. And I'm wondering, were these the real shooters disguised as police loading and escaping with their gear?
Well, I mean, you know, Nicholas Cruz was observed going onto the campus with a rifle bag. I think 15 minutes before the shooting started by one of the unarmed security guards. I mean, I kind of think it was probably Cruz. I would like to see what you do have, though.
Yeah. That last video is entitled online. You can look up a Florida: two shooters in a body bag.
Right.
And all those other statements I gave were also on video. So, you know, that's what I was quoting from. And
very good.
And while David Hogg was interviewing fellow students and hiding in his own statements, like calling for, during the lockdown, calling for quote unquote sensible gun control, it might seem like he wanted to record history in the making, potentially the last words of himself or others as a message in a bottle.
Well, now my understanding with him was he wasn't in the building when the shooting started. He went home to get his camera.
Well, that's what he did say, actually. But yeah, I'm not going to question what happened. It's conflicting. Maybe that's to throw us off the sense of there being more than one shooter. But whether David Hogg knew that the coast was clear, assuming he was in the school. Doing so by recording that video jeopardizes them all by making noise and not attentively listening for signs of danger.
Yeah,
so to me, that's the most concerning fact that in that recording is, as stated, the 28-minute discrepancy between his timeline and the official Broward County Sheriff timeline. What did he know? When did he know it? And how did he know it?
Well, we're about to run out of time. I want to thank you for taking the time to make the call. And we're going to discuss this. And while you listen, but thanks for the call. Stay safe. I don't know. I had not heard anything about that. I'm going to look at the links. I mean, we've heard this kind of stuff before in Dallas when they had that one shooter attacking the cops. They thought there was a fire team out there in Las Vegas. They thought it was a fire team.
And
those are
given
very confusing times.
Given the fog of events and the uncertainty of individual memories, easy to imagine that many of the things reported are true but inaccurate.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I was talking to Cruz. Remember, he blended in with students as he left the building.
Right. But I would imagine they also probably. Now, I would imagine they have surveillance, wouldn't you?
Right.
I would imagine they have surveillance of that, so that would be the. But I saw where that gentleman was had liked the Facebook page. Thank you, sir, very much for that. And as soon as I see those links, we'll take a look at that and we'll expand
on
that.
Grady Judd looked at no, not Grady Judd, Gutierrez, Sheriff Gutierrez, led the review team. He looked at that video extensively.
I tell you what, let's talk about that when we get back. We're heading into the break.
Sorry.
So we're gonna do a little forensic breakdown when we get back of this information we've just been fed and just chew it over a little bit. Rob, of course, go to iTunes, download his podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories. Very unique. It's a forensic examination of real self defense gun stories. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bail is set at $5 million for Jake Patterson, the man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss in Wisconsin. Patterson made his first appearance in court today, and his attorneys didn't argue against that bail. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams does tell Fox News he was surprised Patterson's attorneys didn't ask for one thing.
One of the things that I was taken back by, and I thought that his lawyers, meaning Patterson's lawyers, would have asked for some kind of a psychological evaluation, because quite naturally, what they are probably going to use at some stage is the insanity defense.
On Monday in New Orleans, President Trump was praising the nation's farmers. The president was speaking at an American Farm Bureau convention, the 100th annual. The president also said that farmers feed, fuel, and sustain the USA. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we just had a phone call. Have you gathered your thoughts on that one there, sir?
I have. What the commenter didn't say is this was all a false flag operation. It was the government acting in order to seize our guns.
I looked at one part of the footage when he was talking about the police officers leaving the building. It was taken by a helicopter. And I'm looking at the vehicle, and it has the emergency lights working on the front of it, too, which is not something that that was an unmarked car that they were loading this stuff into.
Right.
I think they might have been cops.
Right.
I don't know where they went to, but that was overhead. So I would have that kind of on the spot surveillance. That was when all of the guns had rolled in,
right?
Judging by that video, but there's some other links he sent me to that I'll look at later. But we've heard this more than once, and it It just comes down to you've got a bunch of non-combatants being attacked. Eyewitness testimony is not the most reliable thing when that kind of trauma is going on to your system.
Absolutely. And it is important to have the facts in order. The time on a camera needs to be correlated with other events, or you need to have the camera so that you can interrogate it and say, what time do you think it is? Lots of sure. times those devices are off. They're not a watch. What I find interesting is why so many of us think that a conspiracy is credible. Well, wait a minute. We've seen events like this. You know, each school shooting brings calls for more gun control to say, look, destroying the Second Amendment is part and parcel of the progressive agenda. That's not hyperbole on my part. Think of it. We had, under the Obama administration, government officials in the Department of Justice and the State Department ran guns to Mexican narco-terrorists. They did that so that we could then put the crimes into the press and say we need more gun control. This isn't speculation. This is black and white. We've got it.
But let's remember one thing about that operation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was nefarious. But that was, you know, David Kodria and Mike Vandenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt, I'm sorry. Rest in peace, Mr. Vanderbilt. They discovered this operation by looking at forums for the ATF, yeah.
Right.
And the Border Patrol. They discovered what was going on. Yeah, they were. And it came out, and this wasn't like some Bourne mission or something else. This was something that a lot of people involved in. It had a lot of moving parts. The FBI was involved. Because yep. they had to let the background checks go by. The State Department was involved because they're supposed to be the ones letting the Mexican judiciary know. A lot of moving parts on this, and it was a botched operation.
Quite.
It was found out.
Yes.
It was found out. And as somebody who worked in military intelligence, I can tell you there's a lot of things that you guys don't know about that has happened in the history of this country, in the modern history of this country, that you probably don't want to know about. But when real professionals want to keep that from you, you don't find out about it.
You don't find out about it.
Politicians are not professionals of that type.
No, they're not. No, they're not. But again, the point is only that we're trying to explain why politicians haven't stood up and said, hey, we know how to fix, right. to make our schools safer. Let's go do it. You know, it's as obvious as lock your door. What would you tell the little old lady next door? Lock your doors, have a way to contact authorities, practice, because then you'll figure out that you need your cell phone with you and your gun with you. Well, for the long and short of it, the high school hadn't done that over a year. They were grossly...
They hadn't done a lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's embarrassing how incompetent they were. And we're trying to explain political behavior. Why didn't there are lots of school boards where if that happened, the school board would be over the principal like white on rice. No, no. In this case, it's, oh, we're all victims. We're trying to explain that. And I think we have a pretty good reason. These people, go ahead. Yeah.
No, the thing I was going to say is that if false flag operations were really a thing, there would have been a change made after Sandy Hook,
mm-hmm.
which, as you recall, that was accused of being a false flag. And whenever one of these things do happen, first things first, if it really was a false flag, you would never know it.
Right.
You would never know it. And how many times has the government tried to do a false flag? We got the USS Liberty. We know that was a false flag.
Right.
They sort of, I don't know if I'd call the Bay of Pigs a false flag or not, but the problem is whenever you're doing one of these things and it is involving this kind of violence, false flags just don't work. I mean, if they're really happening, I don't think they're false flags. I think they are an indicator of them being very willing to sacrifice some children to get their gun control agenda. That's it. That's more nefarious, I think, in a lot of ways than a false flag.
It is. because it's done right in front of us. And right. we're willing to so politicize our perspective that we're willing to sacrifice our kids. There are lots of people in Broward County said, oh, this is terrible. The problem has to be guns. Really? 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 Why?
That's the thing. That's the thing. Sometimes, I mean, is it, I'm not a psychologist, but I sit back and I wonder what could bring somebody to kill a bunch of helpless people. What, you know, I try to fathom that one. I try to work that one out. I train to kill people. Rob and I train together to kill people, but right. we don't want to kill nobody. We don't want to shoot anybody. And, and when somebody actually goes out and does that and is in a non-combat situation, I'm just thinking, wow, that, what, this is somebody that I would engage without a doubt, but you know, just the thought of that. And
well, I you touched on something fascinating. What are the motives of people who say it's a false flag or it's the gun? They're saying there's nothing I can do. It's learned helplessness. No, there are things we can do. We can fix this.
I think it was a false flag in some cases, and I don't know if this is the case with Chris. And Chris, if this is not the case with you, I'm not trying to make a presumption. But I think people like me try to sit there and wrestle and say, how could they do that? What could bring them to that point? And they're trying to make some sense of it, and it is, and right. it's insanity. And how do you make sense of insanity?
Great.
I don't know.
Question.
I don't know how you do that. But anyway, heading into
We'll talk about that after the break.
Certainly we will. In the meantime, of course, you can find Mr. Morse at Ammoland at ClashDaily.com. Everything takes off from Slopax WordPress blog, the Polite Society podcast, which is the ensemble podcast, and, of course, the very unique, one-of-a-kind forensic examination that is Self-Defense Gun Stories. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse as we had a phone call that's sort of thought-provoking and everything. Rob, do you remember our Aurora?
Sure.
Now, they said that the shooter in Aurora was wearing body armor.
Right.
From head to toe.
And
he was
and
invulnerable.
And they published pictures that they took out of some magazine somewhere.
Yeah. He was wearing a vest called a Black Hawk Striker vest, as I recall, which is a tactical vest. You have Molly, so you can attach it to it. It has no pockets for any plates at all. It has the same ballistic coefficient as Rob's t-shirt or whatever he's wearing at the moment.
It's cold down here. It's a sweatshirt, man.
Yeah. So, you know, plus he was wearing a gas mask, but he didn't have gas. He had smoke. And like with the Dallas shooter, you know, when they were doing the breakdown with the Dallas shooter, they said his house was full of explosives, except he had Tannerite, which is explosive, but Tannerite is something you can buy at Walmart.
Right, and is probably no more explosive than gunpowder.
Yeah. They also the thing about the Dallas shooter was that he was fighting cops. He killed five, and he shot and wounded nine. And this dude had a little bit of infantry maneuver capability.
Right.
And he was faking them out of their shoes. And I mean, blowing them away in the back and everything. But they were convinced that they were fighting a multiple opponent, you know, more than one. You know, looking at the links, it's based upon witness testimony from some students. When you take a bunch of kids, I mean, when you take anybody and you introduce gunfire in an enclosed area and they're seeing their friends get killed and everything else, they don't know what they're seeing.
Absolutely, they do.
They're going into shock.
Well, but think of it. They are not being trained forward observers.
No, no. And I mean,
they're absolutely sincere in reporting what they think they saw.
Right.
But our brain hates gaps. Therefore, we fill them in. The shooter moved after several minutes. I saw several guys shooting from multiple locations. Did you really?
Well, I mean, and one of the things I got here, when interviewed by Matt Muzzo, KHOU reporter, student Alexa Mednick, said she was speaking with Nicholas Cruz. As the shooting was happening, no mention of him with a mask or other garb. Mednick said, so there definitely had to be two shooters involved, I believe. I'm sure that's been looked at. Then there's, let's see, teacher Stacey LaPelle said the shooter was wearing full metal body armor, helmet, and face mask, which nobody fields that.
No, yeah.
There are no, there is no, that makes it sound like he was walking around like a knight.
Right, which we don't do. So, and it, okay, lots of people should have seen that. Was that the only
testimony? Have you ever seen body armor that covers the legs?
I've seen the panels that explosive ordnance guys have kind of goes over part of the upper thigh, but that's all.
Yeah, but I mean, one of those guys kitted up for that kind of stuff. I mean, that's, you're not moving fast with that kind of stuff.
No,
you can move, but I mean, that's, you're not, and you're not getting away with that. Where is that suit?
Right.
So.
Right.
I get where there might be some ideas that we need to figure out how to cope with this. And here's how you cope with this. Evil exists. It has always existed as long as there have been people. It will always exist as long as there's always been people or going to be people. And occasionally you get to the point where the only way to deal with evil is to blow it out of its socks. These kids... And this shooter, they knew he was coming.
Yes, they did.
And that's the thing. That's the whole problem with the whole false flag theory with this one, because they visited him 33 times.
the young student down there, Gonzalez, I believe.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, yeah, this guy was a freak. Everybody hated him. I mean, he threatened us. We teased him. It was a match made in heaven. Oh, so... Kinder and gentler includes bullying mentally ill students, huh?
Yeah.
But the guy had a screw loose. We let him slip through. Is the claim that that will never happen again?
I don't know.
As you say, how do we plan for failure? Because, a great spec I picked up during the week, a report from John Lott. 65% of the mass murderers in the last two decades have been under psychiatric care of some sort.
Yep.
One of them was reported as being a danger to himself or others. That's called a failure. Well, for people who say, look, we need better mental health, by all means, go for it. Crazy is got to be torture to be a crazy person. But it will not stop these attacks.
So, I, Chris, if you're still listening, if you're trying to find the answers may be a little more simple than this. This kid had an axe to grind. They knew he had an axe to grind. And they let him grind it. That's the problem.
He's admitted in police interviews that he was the guy, he should have killed himself when he was doing it. Just to say that there was somebody else and he wasn't the guy, ooh, that takes a real stretch.
The other thing is this. You know, with all the failures that happened there and all this other stuff, and they still, you know, Scott Israel still out there saying it was the NRA that caused that. And the NRA that caused his suspension. He just got suspended.
Right.
You know,
there was no public uproar in Broward County. politics reigns supreme. Andrew Pollock, whose daughter was killed there, finally left the county in disgust. He said, I've told my neighbors we need to do something, and they would rather say, oh, it's the NRA.
Wow.
Wow.
The main boogeyman. It's always that boogeyman. We always got to go to that boogeyman. Here's the boogeyman to think about, Chris. They just recently reconfirmed that the police have no duty to protect anybody individually. That's what happened down there in Broward County. They've already been taken up on court and everything else. And I know people that live down there that had kids in that school. When I ride around, I keep the equipment in my car to go engage one of those jack wagons. What if I walk up to that cop who's out there in that, you know, in that perimeter setting that he set up, and I'm tapping him on the shoulder saying, let's go, cop, let's go in here. I'm going on the left. What if he tells me I can't go in? Am I supposed to leave my child in there to die? There's the problem I have.
That school in Oregon, the college, where there was a concealed carrier off campus. Yeah, Umpqua. And the guy says, I'm going to go help him. And the teacher said, oh, no, we're locked down. And he stopped. Excuse me?
Yeah.
No. Go for it.
But in any event, Chris, thank you for I appreciate you taking the time to engage on this. But I'm telling you right now, it's a lot simpler than you think. This is not intrigue. This is evil. This is evil. The intrigue is in that the fact that we've had other incidences happen on other types of things, in airplanes and in casinos and banks and you name it, and we stop that. But we won't stop it with these kids because we can't have guns. And what would the students think? I don't know what they would think. I think they might think we were taking care of them, wouldn't you?
I pray that.
Anyway. I love it when radio takes on a life of its own.
Bill, we had dozens of things to talk about. We made it through one.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for joining me tonight.
My pleasure.
And I'm sorry you won't be going to Vegas.
I'll see you at the NRA show, maybe.
Don't be telling me that. Don't tease me that way. All right.
Next week, Ben.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, author and commentator Dan Woz. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.